people that the guy is selling it to work. And I think that's quite an important element factor of the media prominent and complex. And therefore we're coming up with a new methodology and then a pro forma table set of tables. In other words, everybody needs to then report on the key drivers on these tables. So it is clear to people what are the key drivers. Like if it's chemical cost, if it's overhead, if it's labor or whatever, you know, you will have a clear picture. So we've gone a long way towards developing that policy. We have very good consultative purposes with some who represent the water board. And we now have sent the tariff policy through to the functional management, water service functional management committee to discuss it at the next meeting. So I think that's a long way towards clarifying and have more of the proper tariff process in place in terms of tariff determination. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll continue on with subsidies. There's only five water boards who receive subsidies. The figures are amazing. The total decreased from 83.6 million to 65.6 million. The figures represented here indicate the balance of the RDP grants that they received after the project expenses have been deducted. So that's the actual subsidy that they had to work with after they used them. The next slide is just an indication that there is a decline in trend in subsidy being paid to water boards from since 2002 up to 2006. The next slide are our new projects to water boards.
I think, Madam Chair, we gave this slide just to give some indication of the magnitude of the problem that we have and how it impacts on the sustainability of water boards. And especially if you look at the petty water, it catches your eye. And it's been a long process, arduous process between the department, ECRD, National Treasury, and all the stakeholders to try and resolve that problem. But often in the municipality, there's been some institutional arrangement shifting and changes there, and that has caused, you know, that municipalities are often not in a position to pay that debt, and it's a huge debt, and it has an impact, and I think maybe Kaneka can speak more to it, but there's a policy on the table at the moment, guidelines that looking at how do we resolve. I think National Treasury is also an important key player here, because in terms of the local government, Municipal Finance Management Act, in terms of Section 41, if there's a dispute between the water board, because there's a contract, we're also trying to encourage that municipalities also sign contracts with water boards in order to see that there's a binding contractual relationship between the two parties. And often there is not a contract in place, and we're trying to facilitate that process. But I think if you look, it's terrifying. If you look at the pictures, the figures, it's almost 800 million. It's almost a billion rand, and that's a lot of money, and it has a serious impact. So I think we need to look at Parliament and oversight role, how do we facilitate MP. And I think if you look at the profits of water boards, often the profit is not actually the actual profit, because many of those, the value of that profit is caught up in debt. You know, so it's often, if they're going to write off that debt, it may have a significant change into the profits of water. So I think it's important that honourable members take note on that and how we can help and assist the church. Thank you. I think it's very important. I think Parliament often asks what, and I think from the department side also, how much money is being spent in corporate social investment. And I think if you look at what water boards are spending, I mean, if you look at Rand Water, that's quite a significant amount. and they're spending on corporate social investment, what is that, 54 million that's been spent. And altogether there's about 56, 57 million being spent on corporate social investment. Now there's debates and arguments around that. Should water boards spend that amount of money on corporate social investment, or should it not be used rather for service delivery or increasing or extending service delivery or providing services where there are no services? So I think there's a kind of debate around that. Functions also, and if you look at some of these water boards, like Tenzing for example, how much money they're spending on corporate social investment, and you look at their profits and retain earnings, then they often ask, can they afford to spend that amount of corporate social investment? So it'd be interesting to hear from the water board also what they're thinking on that. But from the department, just looking at those figures, we're just asking the question, so shouldn't there be some guidelines around that in terms of what percentage of retained profits should be spent on, or retained earnings should be spent on social media. I think there's obviously criticism by Saudi and municipalities around marketing and functions, you know. And from the department side, we also have wondered, why should water boards market itself? Why should they be branding when it's actually, I mean, to be frank, it is a monopoly, you know. Are there any competition? Are there really competition with any other water service providers? Like you have Pick n Pay, you have Chicken, you have OTEC. You know, they can do branding, you know, because it is service competition. But with water boards, we often ask that question because there's a lot of money being spent. You can see how much money is being spent on functions and I assume advertising and branding is quite a significant number. I think when I attended some of the parliamentary sittings, there were often questions on why the external debt of water boards are so significant. And I think if you understand the business, it is a quite intensive, you invest a lot of money into the business in terms of pipelines and waterworks. It's quite capital intensive. But also to make you aware that in terms of there's a capacity that water boards can borrow. Because in 2002, and maybe that needs to be reviewed now, in 2002, National Treasury looked at the borrowing of water boards and public entities, and they said that certain of the water boards were over borrowed. And that has an impact on the fiscus and the market. So they kept the borrowing powers of water boards in 2002, and it's being presented. So you cannot borrow more than what has been limited to you by National Treasury. If you want to borrow more than that, then you have to ask through the Minister of Water Affairs and the Executive Authority, you need to get special permission from National Treasury as the guarantee, and it's a guarantee certification committee that sits, and they then decide whether you can borrow more than what has been limited. So there is some mechanism in place to ensure that there's no overborrowing in the market and overborrowing by public entities.
Chair, quickly in conclusion, and then we'll slide on what I'm going to say. In conclusion, I think the water boards have expressed their concern from what they said as lack of clear direction on the official role from the department side. And maybe from our side as well as the department, we felt water boards maybe should have provided the best leadership as to what their future role should be. So there are currently, unfortunately, discussions at this point in time between our northern water board and here we have identified areas where we should water board have a certain role to play in service delivery. And we have submitted an acceleration, service delivery acceleration plan, which is basically a plan that tells on how what needs to get to be done from the side of the department to enable the country to meet its target. And water boards have been identified as key in this plan. So we see them playing a role in bulk and in the regulation in other cases. We also see them playing a role in the school clinic services. We all know that we say in the 2007 target when it comes to clinic. And there are water boards coming together playing the role. And some water boards have actually indicated that there are some functions which have been up to now, you know, and labor than the typical water resources functions. They have also indicated some interest in that regard. We're also looking at partnerships here with much more close working relationship with our regional offices, which has not been the case up to now. That has been a key witness. The oversight responsibility of water board has been centralized and that has had serious limitations in terms of the relationship with the department. So in conclusion, we're looking forward to a much more effective relationship between ourselves and the water board. We need each other as we are looking at the objectives of government and just to ensure our oversight role.
Thank you. That is the work. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your presentation. I think you have attempted to cover some of the areas that we have asked you to cover in the guidelines that you have given to the department.
To allow them to engage block on the presentation that they have done. And can I remind the members also that in the fact that you've been given, and I've got a big red sticker on there, I'm not sure if all of you got a big red sticker on there, there's a fact which is entitled Information Services. Can I ask you to help that as a guide for engaging the department on the presentation that they've made? Whilst the members are preparing themselves, yes, I think we should use this occasion to thank all of you for adhering to the Municipal Finance Management Act by submitting to Parliament last week in our OTC. We saw the tariff submission has entered Parliament on time this time, so we thank all of you for adhering to the Municipal Finance Management Act in this regard. We are extremely thankful that we are starting to get that side of things right. Well, of course, the content of it is what we're certainly going to be engaging, and thank you very much also for the one slide that really pointed out, I think, the burning issues that the members do have around tariffs and the complexities that surround it. And I think we would want to talk to each other again about how do we engage in this issue now that it's in the domain of Parliament, not quite out there anymore. How does Parliament play a role, as you have asked, in maybe following what the electricity has followed, so that, you know, we bring this into a manageable area. Honourable members, but of course it's over to yourself to engage in this. Who would like to start? Honourable Lashiva.
Thank you, Chairperson. My question is on page 8, under corporate social investment. I see other water board corporate social investment is zero, advertising is zero, function is zero. Maybe can you explain to us why?
of a question, can I ask Dua? The guidance, of course, are you satisfied that all the water boards have complied with the Public Finance Management Act and in some instances the Municipal Finance Management Act in the oversight that you've done on them? In your view, have they complied with the many different things that the Public Finance Management Act asks them to do? Arantxa?
Thank you, Chairperson. You touched on my question. My question was really for clarity. What in the presentation indicates that they have the FFN compliance with the CFMA, and there was a circular that was used by Treasury, Circular 21, released on the 21st of August 2005, that indicates what should be done, that deals with the question of disputes between municipalities, municipal entities, and public entities. It also covers water boards, yes, there's disputes. So I wondered at that point when you made the presentation, and did not mention MFMA. I wondered how the MFMA would, who, since water boards have to report to the dwell, who is then compliant with the MFMA? So I wanted to check that.
Well, Section 44 of the Municipal Finance Management Act, have you revoked that one? Why don't I remember your name this morning? Jonathan.
Okay, my question also deals with the financials and the specifically the 5-year plan, the business and strategic plan. I'd like to know from the department specifically, as we raised this issue last year, have all the water boards given in their 5-year strategic plans? And of those that have, what has the department done an analysis of those 5-year plans? And then also, right at the end, Chair Tandeta mentioned the fact that the water boards are looking for direction from the department, but I think she said the department wants some guidelines from the water board as to how it should be handled on an ongoing basis. I'm particularly concerned about those water boards that are not financially viable, and what's going to be done about them, and how on earth can the department expect water boards that actually shouldn't really be existing because they don't have any kind of financial viability to give direction to the board on where they should be going, to the department on where they're going.
Thanks, the presenters, for their fine presentation. What one would like to know is, does Dwarf have in mind or constantly refer to the President's statement on the question of provision of water and the eradication of the bucket system? I think the President has set certain guidelines, and I think that is of vital importance. What one would like to know is about board members, firstly, the stipend, secondly, I'd like to know the demographics of the board, the question of gender, disabled and youth. Now, on the question of water quality, I think we'd like to hear from the draft itself. This morning, seeing the listening to the SABC, it was very heartening that the presenter stated that in South Africa we can drink water from anywhere except where the taps are marked with red paint. We shouldn't have that. So I'd like to hear from the members whether they confirm that. Now, question of capacity. How are we dealing with the question of capacity? Because quite often the question of capacity comes up because of our inability to carry out some of the urgent tasks. Now, on this question of advertising and functions, I think that's a lot of money in advertising. One would like to know, what is the purpose of this advertising and functions? I know that government, because of money that we receive, that we can spend, for instance, even these glossy books that we print, I think come and say we can save a lot of money, and I think we ought to look at that. Because we want to, the question of eradication of the bucket system, we need funds and so on. and it is important, the question, because also of the question of the capacity issue could also be addressed if it's a failed money. Now the question of external debt and borrowing, does draw from follow the ministerial instructions about the borrowing capacity. I think we should also know that. Finally, on the question of the free basic water, where are we? Because in previously when we received reports, there has been problems in our oversight work. It always comes up the question of the free basic water. Thank you.
No more glossy booklets, water boats, minus.
Thanks, Chairperson. Mine is also on the borrowing weather. Any water boat has requested to borrow more, as it was said that they could borrow more if the minister allowed them. Whether there is any other, has been any water boat that has requested to borrow more, and whether this request has been granted, and which water board is that. But also to find out that the regional offices deals extensively with water boards. Now one wants to know whether the regional offices compile reports of the progress and challenges and relationship between water boards and municipalities. And if yes, could this information be provided to the committee, please?
Somebody else's hand up here, and then I wanted to give to the honest hand.
Thank you, Chair. Before I can say there's no need for advertising, I would like to clarify this to why was this said? Why was the advertising put in here? What role does it play? Does it mean that they are putting in some place to distribute about their water affairs?